Running now through September 2nd at the McLean County Arts Center in downtown Bloomington is a new show called McLean County Arts Center Board Members and Staff. And if you think that's a mouthful as far as titles go, Center Director Doug Johnson says, hey, it could have been even longer.
Because it includes both current board members, past board members, current staff members, past staff members, current committee members. So in the interest of having to not peel off a lot of vinyl from the wall later on, we've truncated it into what is already a very long title.
So why do this show?
Well, you know, we have so many artists that are on the board and on staff, and we've always had people that have wanted to have us showcase that work, but it's complicated because we really have a larger mission to serve the community, and if we're filling our spaces with our own work, trumpeting our own horn, as it were, when there's other artists that we are all designed to help support. So we thought, heck, let's do it all at once.
Do you have to be an artist, Doug, to be on the board here?
Not at all. Not at all. Typically, we have a board up to 21 people, and they are everything from insurance professionals to lawyers to retirees and a handful of artists. I think that's always really helpful. Arts educators as well. And so that allows us to have a broader perspective than it were just people that were art makers. And really, the arts are too important to be left only in the hands of professionals.
So has working at the McLean County Arts Center, and I'm asking you, of course, to go into the minds of some of the board members, has that impacted the artists and their work, do you think?
For the artists that are on the board, certainly. I think it gives them a broader perspective. You know, most art making, especially visual art making, is a rather insular process where you spend your time in your studio making work that is then hung up on a wall. But work we do is much larger with community outreach. I've always said that our mission is community development and our mechanism is the arts. But I think when you're working in the board, you see, gosh, here's everything that goes into making the Sugar Creek Arts Festival a success, which has somewhat to do with art, but larger to do with logistics and planning and sponsorships and all those sorts of things. So I think for everyone, it gives them a broader perspective, a clearer perspective on the totality of what it is to engage in this sort of cultural enterprise.
Let's take a look at some of the art in this show, and let's start with yours right out here, because this show expands from the Armstrong Gallery into the lobby. And here is a landscape by the one and only Doug Johnson. Tell me about this, Doug.
Well,
this is 2017.
This was finished 2 days ago.
It won't smell.
It doesn't smell.
No, because it's acrylic. And everyone thinks it's oil because of the way I paint. I painted oil for 20 years. And
so
I'm able to use oil technique, and the chemistry of acrylic paint has changed so much that it's almost indistinguishable. But this is a painting of a field that I have painted from different vantage points for the last probably 5 years.
Where is it?
It's if you're on 3951 and you're heading over to Green Gables, about a quarter mile, you'll pass the road that takes you back into that north loop where there is those Mackinac River Valley undulations of landscape, which at dawn provide such perfect opportunity to have an atypical Illinois landscape with hills and light. And so I've revisited this section, you know, probably 20 times in the last 5 years.
I love this white barn way off in the distance and on the left side of the painting. It's very alluring. I just want to go over there and explore.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about landscape is you get to create the mythology of depth. And in this case, I have this distant building, which you want to articulate, but only up to a certain point. And it provides a punctuation in the visual maze that you create with a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional space.
Doug, this is the painting that greets people as they come in for this show. Why did you choose this? Is it because it's a landscape and the McLean County Arts Center is well known for featuring landscape artists here?
Well, there's a rich tradition within the community for landscape painting, and that's due to, of course, Dr. Harold Greger, who was the dean of the Heartland School of Landscape Painting and influenced so many people. But we have other terrific artists like Ken Holder and Jim Butler, as well as artists of my generation like Michael Dabena and Jeff Little, that have all done really terrific landscapes and built on that tradition. So that's what led me into landscape. But the reason this is front and center is not because I'm the director, but instead we're raffling this painting off as part of our annual fundraiser.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, on September 7th, we're having, once again, our fundraising luncheon, and tickets are available at the McLean County Arts Center's website.
Nicely done.
Thank you. And so we're selling chances for this painting, which has about a $4,000 value. So we're offering tickets available, and we'll be doing the raffle drawing at our luncheon, which is, again, September 7th.
Okay, let's get back into the Armstrong Gallery and take a look at some of the works we have on display. And we have all kinds of stuff. We have paintings, we have jewelry, we have ceramics, and I recognize a piece by Dennis French down there at the other end.
It's a beautiful piece. This is part of Dennis's Cloud series of light sculptures, and it has digital light. It is remote controlled, but it's this beautiful, almost ephemeral piece of light that has a beautifully, masterfully constructed base, and just terrific. Many of people have probably seen Dennis's work at this last summer at the University Galleries show.
That is so beautiful, and I just think it's so interesting that right next to it, you actually have a painting of Dennis.
Of Dennis himself, yes. This is by Alfonso, who is our co-curator at the Art Center. He's a masterful painter, and he is good friends with Dennis French, and created this portrait. So this is just a nice juxtaposition. It expands the narrative of both works.
You know, this is an odd observation, but Dennis, the way he's looking at us, it kind of reminds me of when you come up against a security camera in public and you'd kind of squint up at it and look at it kind of curiously?
That's certainly true. Actually, I hadn't thought about that, but gosh. Yes, it is a quizzical look.
Right behind us, we have some ceramics. Can you tell me about these works?
Well, this is Justin Hayes' work, and Justin is a recent graduate from ISU, and he's on staff here at the Art Center and throws quite a bit of work, and these vessels are actually quite functional, aside from being beautiful. And they're all stacked up. So it's a mix and match opportunity.
Right next to Justin's work, we have a photograph by Deborah Risberg, who actually, back in the day, used to be a curator at the Illinois State University Galleries.
Yes, she was. She was indeed. And many people also know her as a yoga instructor in downtown Bloomington. Deb is a board member at the McLean County Arts Center and serves as the chairperson of our exhibitions committee. And again, that's the group that reviews and evaluates exhibition proposals and presents those to the board. So it's a very active role. We're grateful to have someone with her professional expertise to be playing that role.
And it's a marvelous portrait, EAG. It's jet ink on paper.
Yes, and it's funny because when I first looked at this photograph, it's so beautifully presented, I thought it was a drawing. It has that kind of middle ground of textural interest where it draws you in, certainly.
So there's this stark expression on her face, but there is the warmth with all that texture as well. So moving down here, we have some jewelry in the show as well.
Yes, this is Ruth Ann Freiberg. Ruth is a board member and has a long history of making these beautiful objects, and we're grateful to have these here. It's interesting because one is made out of pearls, and the other is made out of lava rock.
So, interesting necklaces.
Exactly. And so you have this beautiful juxtaposition of material, but they're very striking.
And down here at the other end of the gallery, we have a trio of paintings?
Yes, these are paintings that include drawing elements. These are by Dan Addington. And Dan is the owner of Addington Gallery in Chicago in the River North Gallery District. He's famous for his encaustic paintings, and we have some examples of these here. Encaustic are paintings that are done primarily with wax. So he's building up this surface, and so there is a luminance that comes with these materials. He's using wax and tar.
And they're on books.
They are on books indeed. And oftentimes the books will serve as some sort of commentary on the work itself. And interestingly, back in the late 80s, early 90s, Dan was the curator here at the Art Center when he was in grad school. It's terrific to have this beautiful work, and it is really striking. I don't know that you're going to find this sort of poetic wax on book art done anywhere in the Midwest.
So what do you hope the community gets out of this exhibition, Doug?
Well, you know, I'd love for them to come in and see the quality of the work. There's such terrific artists that we have in the community that are involved with the Art Center that have made a commitment to support the cultural enterprise, and this is an opportunity for us to showcase those artists and, in some cases, non-artists that make work and are dedicated to their creativity and the creativity of our community.
That's Doug Johnson, director of the McLean County Art Center. The Board Members and Staff Show is up now through September 2nd. I'm Laura Kennedy.